Snowmass Village is one of the towns that has decided to wait on moving forward with retail marijuana. The town council discussed the issue last week. Town attorney John Dresser is concerned about having pot shops in a ski town. He's noticed news reports of people getting arrested for medical marijuana while camping on Forest Service property.
They're saying we're not going to make it an enforcement issue, but then if you're on federal land, they are. And I would just point up the hill to you and say, we got a lot of federal land right around us.
Dresser also notes Snowmass Village signs federal transportation grants, which require the community to follow federal law. But Mayor Bill Boyno adds locals did play a part in the push for making marijuana more available.
I don't want to change the name of Snowmass to Snowmasterdam, but I think that it is something that was voted by the people of Colorado and the state of Colorado, Pitkin County and Snowmass.
In the end, the board approved an emergency ordinance, essentially hitting a pause button for any business that wants to be a part of retail marijuana. People wanting to open a retail marijuana shop can still apply, but won't be considered until July of next year. A spokeswoman for the town of Snowmass Village says it's a way for local officials to buy time in determining what their rules and regulations are going to be in the long term. Denver Post reporter John Ingold is keeping an eye on how the state is getting ready to regulate marijuana like alcohol. He recently went over the other pot questions that are still unanswered.
There's a lot of unknowns about how many businesses are going to apply or really, you know, how the application process is going to work, how smoothly it's going to go. It's sort of a phased rollout. You're not going to see a big gold rush or green rush, if you will, right away, because it's only going to be people who already own medical marijuana dispensaries who can apply to open a recreational marijuana store.
It almost looks like so many towns and counties have their local moratoriums or moratoria more specifically in place that it seems like a lot of this focus is really zooming in on Denver.
Right. It's pretty much going to be clustered in just a handful of areas. Denver and Boulder, I think, are the big cities. And then Aurora is expected to allow marijuana stores a little bit later in 2014. And then there's mountain communities as well. So it's going to be kind of in pockets. It's not going to be all over the state.
As far as the big picture on retail pot in Colorado, there's been some movement by the feds signaling that they're not going to crack down. Tell me a little bit more about what you've seen.
Well, this was actually for folks who are in the marijuana business or want to get in the marijuana business. This was, from their perspective, an incredibly encouraging sign, because what the federal government did is a deputy attorney general issued a memo that provides guidance to federal prosecutors that says if your state is a state that has laws that allow for marijuana stores, and if the stores are in compliance with state law, then even though they're still breaking federal law, that they shouldn't be a prosecution priority for you. And that's, you know, regardless of how big the stores are, how profitable the stores are. It was really an indication that the federal government is willing to kind of see how things play out.
And from your position, was that a surprise at all, or were there enough signs leading up to it that that was probably the course they were going to take?
So they've already had a policy when it comes to medical marijuana stores that was somewhat similar. I think what was surprising to people was that the federal government in this memo went even a step further and really seemed to say, you know, if a state has regulations and the regulations are strict and they're being enforced strictly, we're not going to mess with it.
You were also writing recently about business, and there was a conference in Denver with incredibly conventional looking arrangements, except for the table arrangement.
Sure. This was a meeting of an investor group. They're called the ArcView Investor Network. They're basically just a bunch of people who are interested in investing in the cannabis business, both in businesses that are sort of ancillary, you know, security companies or people who make growing equipment, but also now, since that memo, for the first time, they're looking to invest directly into businesses that actually handle marijuana, you know, like a marijuana store. So they held a meeting here in Denver. It was in a ballroom at the Denver Athletic Club. So it was very, it was a very sort of businessy, you know, very kind of a coat and tie sort of thing, except that the centerpieces were little cannabis plants.
something one does not see every day at a conference.
No, certainly not. I think there's a number of sort of big picture unanswered questions about how marijuana legalization and how the opening of marijuana stores is going to impact public health, overall use of marijuana. Is that going to increase? Will that, you know, stay the same? Youth access to marijuana and whether the nature of youth access changes at all. I mean, these are things that officials are also looking at, academics are looking at, the federal government as well is looking at. In the memo that sort of gave the green light to marijuana businesses, the government also said they may intervene if states prove that they're not able to keep marijuana out of the hands of kids, for instance, or from being trafficked across state lines into states where marijuana remains illegal.
Both factors that could be very hard to manage.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Well, John, thanks for talking with us.
Sure, my pleasure.